Hello there, this is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Thursday, August 14th, 2025. Let's dive right into the top stories shaping the Australian markets today. Our first headline centers around recent challenges that emerged with the new Delivering Better Financial Outcomes legislation, specifically around fee consent requirements. The Financial Advice Association of Australia has brought up concerns about the legislative mandate compelling fee consent forms to carry account numbers. This prerequisite, though, poses an issue for newer accounts yet to receive these numbers. While Australian Securities and Investments Commission maintain their stand on this requirement, the resultant administrative burden and the threat of breaches weigh heavily on financial advisors. It's now a waiting game to see how soon legislative action addresses this emerging situation and eases the compliance hurdles for advisors. Next up, a new report by the Association of Superfunds of Australia unveils the importance of the country's superannuation system in bolstering economic productivity. Already generating a lift of almost 2% to the GDP and an average pay boost of $2,500 for workers, the system forms a significant proportion of Australia's capital stock, with a hefty $4.1 trillion in superannuation assets. The association's CEO, Mary Delahunty, encouraged investments into sectors like technology and infrastructure, thus indicating a need for a transformation from traditional discussions on productivity. It seems we have more to expect from our superfunds, folks. In another interesting development, the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to slash the official cash rate by 0.25% has spurred quite the industry debate. While some analysts foresee additional rate reductions on the horizon, others advise a more cautious approach due to potential risks such as rising property values and escalating inflation, both aspects adding pressure on first home buyers. As the Australian economy sends out mixed signals and with the global influences adding to the complexity, it calls for careful navigation by the RBA. Lastly, in news that is sure to delight a significant number of Australians, HESTA, one of the nation's leading superannuation funds, has recontracted with AIA Australia. The renegotiated deal, effective since 2023, results in lower insurance fees for over 1 million members. Aligning with the ongoing strategy to offer affordable insurance solutions against the backdrop of surging living costs in Australia, this partnership renewal showcases HESTA's commitment to its members in healthcare and community services. And that's the wrap for today, folks. Stay tuned, stay invest smart, and don't forget to check in with Financial Services Online for all the industry news that's relevant to you. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for further details. I'm Paige Estritori, and I'll be back tomorrow with more news and updates. Until then, take care.